After weeks of turmoil, Greece is trying to return to normal. Today, the country paid off some of its debt, thanks to a large loan from European officials, and banks reopened. But as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, Greeks still face strict limits on the money they can withdraw.
Mandarakos Nikolas showed up at his bank in Athens today, almost as soon as the doors opened. He wanted to deposit a check so he could pay into a retirement fund. There were so many people snaking through the lobby that the bank's computers crashed.
I wait about 2 hours.
Because the line is so long.
The line was very big, and also the problem was that the system breaks down.
Another customer, Dimitra Greedy, made clear she's deeply tired of the turmoil in Greece right now.
I'm not very optimistic because the Greek, they don't want to change the mentality. This is a problem. They don't want to make the reforms. This is a big problem for me.
Although the banks opened as scheduled, customers can still withdraw only 60 euros a day, but they can take out all their money once a week, so they don't need to keep returning to the ATM every day. Greek officials are anxious to prevent a run on the banks, and they're pleading with people to deposit any stray cash they have lying around the house. Ilias Siankantaras is an economist and TV commentator.
Basically, today it was the first step towards normalcy again, but that will take quite a few weeks or months.
He says Greeks still face restrictions on transferring money abroad.
You still cannot order a book from Amazon or an application from an iPad. Greek credit is not accepted in the rest of the European Union. So we still are in a very capital-controlled situation.
Greece was able to reopen its banks after getting an emergency loan from the European Central Bank. To get the loan, the Greek parliament voted to back a new round of austerity measures that include an increase in the value-added tax. Papoulias Panayotis has been running a butcher shop in Athens since 1970. The increase in VAT taxes will raise the cost of the cheeses and meats he sells by 10%. But he says his customers are already hurting after 5 years of austerity, and rather than drive them away, he's decided to absorb the cost of the taxes himself.
The VAT tax increase is going to affect people's buying power. But what's really hurting the market is people's insecurities and psychology. In order to function properly, the market needs stability and tranquility.
But stability still seems a long way off. Palskivas Nikitas, an eye doctor who came into the butcher shop, says ordinary Greeks are going to suffer as a result of the new austerity measures.
What can you do? If you will not want to resign, you have to go out in the streets and burn Athens. I'm not going to do that. The right thing is to find a way, I don't know how, to go out of this crisis.
Nikita says everyone has an opinion about Greece, but no one really knows what to do. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Athens.